Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's the 2-2. Call strike three. Got him with a fastball, 92 miles per hour. And Stroman came off the mound looking a little awkward after that delivery. Is he okay?
I think so. I don't know if that was an awkward land or just a dance move. I'm not quite sure. Good breaking ball right on the inside corner. And I think it was more of a little dance move after the strikeout.
Yeah, I thought he was making fun of the Soto shuffle, right? So, yeah, here's your shuffle. What the hell, man? That's fun. If Soto's going to do it and do his whole little thing when he takes a pitch, you get him and he's going to throw it right back at him.
That's right. Have a little bit of fun because the game's supposed to be fun.
So why are you playing that highlight? Well, in a weird way.
Well, first, to congratulate Marcus Stroman on being National League Player of the Week.
Correct.
There you go.
Congratulations. He's Player of the Week. But also, Marcus Stroman's name came up somewhat oddly when...
Caught astray.
He indeed did. Because Joe Maddon was asked about what we mentioned yesterday, Marcell Ozuna's 415-foot shot that hit the top of the wall and ended up being a single, and Brian Snitker pulled him out. So Joe Maddon was asked about that.
Brutal. It was brutal, man. I mean, so I don't want any kid to see this happen. I don't want any kid watching this game in the United States, in Japan, Dominican Republic. I don't want anybody watching this. I mean, this is what we have to subtract from our game. We're accepting this kind of behavior. The grownups cannot accept this kind of behavior. I saw Stroman do his little slide to the left after he struck out Soto. We're accepting all kinds of behavior that we should not. And to me, it's cutting into the fabric of respect of our game, quite frankly. Whether you like that or not, if we have to advertise our game based on physical demonstrations after achievement, that's a bad way to promote our game.
Woof. That is via MLB Now. Slide to the left.
I said the same thing to Ray in real time.
Crisscross. Everybody clap your hand. How low can you go? Hey!
Come on,
go
down Joe. Low. Come on, Joe. All the way to the floor. He's going full baseball police on us?
Yes.
Hardcore sirens blaring Bud Norris baseball police.
Well, okay. Let's.
He has joined the cops.
Well, let's remember that Joe Maddon's foundation is called Respect 90. Like, they had the Respect 90 t-shirts. Like, that became a big
seller. I get
that.
That's hustle. That's different. Hustle is different. Marcell Ozuna, different. Tim Anderson, different. Hustle is different.
I agree with you. But I think that's where a lot of this comes from with Joe. I also think that you're seeing the trappings of authoritarianism, where when Joe talks about the way that a clubhouse should be and who should be in charge of a clubhouse, he should be in charge of a clubhouse. He should set the agenda. And I understand that. He's a World Series winning manager. And before that, he was very successful in what it is that he does. It does seem like, and maybe Joe bristled at this at the time, although I don't remember that being the case. Joe's vibe was a little less authoritarian, a little bit more free love when he was managing the Cubs and the Rays until the end with him and the Cubs.
Yeah, I thought it was hippie Joe, man.
That's what I mean. Like but there was always, it's always been in, I'm right, has always been in there.
The grown-ups? I mean, the language he's using now.
Yes.
It's the grown-ups in celebration of achievement, not celebration after achievement.
It's a little dog whistling.
There's way more so than ever. It's getting weird.
I think that there are those that when they have been in charge, and who else had the whole hippie vibe until they got older and then started saying stuff that felt very dog whistly and authoritarianist. Phil Jackson.
Yeah. People are also going to talk about Fed Chairman Jerome Powell at the Dead and Company show. Did you see all that?
I did.
Did you know that? Bring it into Sutton.
Maddie.
It's sort of the same thing where people, and there were great tweets about it. I mean, I think Calcaterra mentioned it too, that, yeah, of course, that people are, you know, they just age into and away from certain things, and it all becomes hypocrisy. We're back to the underlying hypocrisy again, right?
Yeah. I mean, wasn't Paul Ryan's favorite band Rage Against the Machine?
Tom Morello's like, against what do you think we're raging?
You're the
machine.
That's my favorite ongoing bit on the internet. People figuring out that Rage Against the Machine is political. Like, listen
it's
to the lyrics.
Tom Morello. Right, and then he clapped back at somebody, and he was pointing out some tweet that he got. And Morello's like, one doesn't have to have an honors degree in political science from Harvard to point this out. However,
I happen to have
He just said, however, .. Tom Morello has an honors degree in political science from Harvard University. It's just hysterical to me, some of this stuff. Where did you Rage Against the Machine? Come on, man.
I liked Rage Against the Machine when they weren't political.
Oh, really? No.
Which was that?
Yeah. What, Bulls on Parade? Did you think they were actually talking about Bulls on Parade? I mean, come on.
Morello told a story. He does a show called his One Man Revolution on Sirius. And he was telling a story. I forget what. Maybe it was Mexico. And Rage was getting ready to do a show. And they were basically told, hey, man, don't be mentioning the gorillas. Don't be mentioning, like, we don't, you going, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're not gonna do that. And he said they opened up the show and brought the leader of the guerrilla movement onto the stage.
Of course he did.
Because they're Rage Against the Machine. I think
it's like asking Jim Morrison, can you just sing Girl We Couldn't Get Much Happier? Yeah.
Sure. I'll write on that.
Yep. I got you.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you want me to go with happier? Let me write that down.
Or when the head of the studio told Mel Brooks and gave the notes on Blazing Saddles, right?
We'll get right on it.
Yeah. No, take out the farting in that scene. All right, no farting. Absolutely, for sure. And he walks out of the room. Yep. Got it? Done. Of course, done. Because he said they never remember what they say anyway.
I think that Joe is suffering from old black man's disease.
Okay, what does this mean? Is it like Uncle Ruckus?
That sometimes you talk to the older black dudes about what's happening
these
in
kids
the community.
Today,
yeah,
pull like, your pants up.
Yeah, I worry about that for myself. When I get old, and I saw a young man, pull your pants. Like in my mind, I was like, pull your pants. Like, yeah, he can wear his pants low if he wants. I do think that he's going to need hip replacement later, but you know, that's on him. That's on him. That's a choice that he's making. But there's definitely, as Joe is being spurned by the game, that he and he's getting older and he's being given platforms to talk about some of this stuff, that he's talking about it in a way that is not unfamiliar to many when you're talking about grandpas and uncles, where maybe they're the way that they used to talk about things felt a little bit different. Now it feels kind of like, wait a minute, this feels like it's got some stuff added to it.
The 815 texter says Joe Madden has slid past Phil and is on his way to going full Ditka. You never go full Ditka. Here's the thing.
I think Phil's closer to Ditka.
I think Phil is, but Ditka never changed. Ditka's always been that.
Yes.
He's at least that's the guy he's always been.
And see, the thing with Joe is that there's so many things that are like inside the column of good for him, where you look at what was happening in his hometown and how he was a bridge between the immigrant community of Italians and Irish that he grew up with, and the immigrants that were coming from Spanish-speaking countries.
Dominican Republic.
In Dominican Republic, Mexico, like all of this stuff.
And yet he's friends with Lou Barletta.
Right. This is what I mean.
And he's always been friends with Lou Barletta.
This is what I mean, where you see him in some of the moments where he clearly understands, like where he is someone that's like, everyone needs to be together. But I think it's one of, I mean, can we get bigger into this? Do you mind? I think it's one of the problems with white liberalism, where oftentimes there are people who are well-intended in what it is they're trying to do, but they always center themselves as the leader of it, where, yes, we should all be working towards these things that make us closer together. I'll lead it. This is the way that it should be done. Well, hold on there.
Or you could listen.
Hold on.
To the people you're trying to bring together.
Right. Nope. Don't need to do that. I've done all of the research on it, and now I'm going to lead you and bring you together. Okay.
Well, that's the savior idea.
Sure.
That's the idea of sort of trafficking in the wanting good to be seen as some sort of hero that swoops in.
I'm okay with people having a savior complex if they actually are out there saving people.
If people actually get help?
The problem is not just being the savior, but being the person that, no, you don't understand. Well, what is it that I don't understand, savior? Well, you know about those people. What people are those? Yo people? Your auntie and your uncle that be out here doing stuff to people? Those people? Yeah. So, you know, I think there is a little bit of a lot. There's a lot that's going on with Joe. I think he's angry. I think he's angry at the game.
Bitter.
Bitter is a great word.
I think he's bitter.
And I think that he thinks that there's a better way to do things. And he, if given the opportunity, he could show you the better way to do it. Him clapping at Strowman to me is bizarre.
Yeah. He had that loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait to drag Strowman.
Right.
For what?
And my whole thing was that there was enough on the Acuna stuff that, Acuna, Ozuna stuff, that you could just spend your time talking about that.
This is from Scott in Oak Park. Sure, Rage Against the Machine wouldn't bring a Sandinista on stage. Zach De La Rocha's dad was a member of the Sandinistas. And also, what year did Don Henley write Boys of Summer?
I don't know.
Because when all of that outrage over Jerome Powell being at the Dead and Company show, and there were other people spotted, like some Fox News, somebody was spotted there, like, oh, what are they doing here? Wasn't it in Boys of Summer where he made the point, out on the road today, I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac, pointing out like how far people have come straying away from what they thought their ideals were back when a Cadillac sort of represented mainstream high class.
One of our former program directors said to me a long time ago, and it's always stuck with me because I do
and
think
Don Henley's a penis too, by the way.
I do think there is a kernel of truth to it. The idea was that when you're younger, it's easier to have liberal ideas.
Sure, of course, that's the oldest thing because you don't have property that you're trying to keep other people off of.
And that's what he said. You're
not as aware of your mortality, so you're not as fearful of other forces. Sure.
He said as soon as you become a homeowner, you become more conservative by nature. And then, of course, he went on to be a loudmouth raging right-wing radio host after he was program director of The Score. Hi, Drew.
Well, he was that beforehand, too.
I know.
Oh, God, the stuff that he used to say off the air.
Yeah. Like I said, villainy. Anyway, it's just funny to me that's what I think is happening. I think that when you have achieved a level of success the way that Joe Madden or Phil Jackson have, you do think that you have all the answers. And sometimes when you're out of it and you're not being stimulated by people who will voice opposition or whose journey is different for whatever reason than your journey, you start finding people to go, hey, you know who's smart? Joe Madden's really smart, or Phil Jackson's
really smart.
I'm starting
to like the cut of his jib, right?
You know? Yeah. And then you start finding those folks, and then you lean in a little bit harder into some of the things that you've always wanted to say, and now you have a chance to say it.
1984 for Boys of Summer. That's a 39-year-old. Is that right? 39 years? Did I have that right?
Yes.
That's nearly a 40-year-old song.
Yeah.
When he was pointing out what happened to his generation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.